creep slow. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from three, go, press X to reload. Yet they still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. Never an error on record, there's no one to protect you. And we would still be right here if all the money was burned. But we stay bumping in your ear cause the money was earned. Yo, you can find us climbing, setting the bar. Or you can find us red carpet when we hitting it hard. Cause the truth is you can find us wherever you are. Just look up, we're flying high with the stars. Cause tonight is the night. Bright lights, hype crowd, yeah we need to throw down. Everybody get loud. Tonight is the night. A-list, can't miss when we burn it to the ground. Everybody get down. Tonight is the night. We stay running while our feet can't rise. It's steady climbing, now we on top. It's not something you get, it's just something we got. Cause I don't know if you know, we playing or not.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Multimedia Men podcast. My name is Brian Kluger. I'm with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. And I am with the amazing Adrian Charlie, all the way in Canada. He writes for a really cool place called Next Projection and is one of the co-hosts of The Green Screen. You can follow them on Twitter. How are you doing, Adrian?
Hey, man. I'm pretty good. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited for this. Apologize in advance. I've got a bit of a cold right now, so
it's going around. I just think people are too excited about, you know, South by Southwest that's going on and WrestleMania coming up. People are just partying too hard and getting sick beforehand.
Yeah, is that? Yeah, I joked there. I was like, my body knows there's a festival going on, so it's like, okay, you're gonna get sick now.
that's what's good. Yeah, that's usually how it works out. So, So you've been a fan for how long of WWE?
Or wrestling? I'm actually just getting back into it within like maybe the last 3 or 4 months.
Oh, okay. So you were a fan, and then now you're getting back into it because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, it's so fun. Like I growing up, I was like right in there in like the Attitude Era. That was like the pinnacle for me, and just. For no reason at all, I just stopped watching, didn't keep up. I'd watch the odd pay-per-view. But yeah, my cousin got me back into it recently, and I'm just right back into it, man. I got the WWE Network again. I've just been catching up and having a lot of fun with it.
It's so worth it. It's so much fun. Yeah, I was a big fan of the Attitude Era, too. I've been watching forever. And the Network... They have so much programming on it now in the vault with all of the old pay-per-views and not just WWE and WCW and ECW, but like the old school WCCW, like that took place in Dallas and some of the older, more independent circuits, which is really cool, what I like. And of course, you know, for a promotion for them, it's $9.99 a month. And I think they just did a promo where you can get the Network for free and get WrestleMania for free, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So usually when we do our WWE podcast, for those of you listening, we usually have Tom Nix and Mike Pertil, but they are not with us tonight. It is Friday night, and Lord knows what they're doing. They might be at some underground wrestling match right now. Who knows? But we have to say this, that Tom Nix really does love Roman Reigns. I had to say it.
It's so weird how much he loves Roman Reigns.
It is so weird. It's like almost like a stalker thing. He just constantly texts us about Roman Reigns and his love for Roman Reigns. So if you see Tom Nix on Twitter, just send him pictures of Roman Reigns. You love it.
Totally.
So in the spirit of WrestleMania, which is coming to Dallas for the first time ever at AT&T Center, which is a really big venue, they're hoping it will be the biggest turnout crowd in their history, not just for AT&T, but also for WWE. They have set up this kind of event coming up on Saturday called Roadblock. And it's kind of a pay-per-view, kind of not. And I'm so curious as to why they're doing this. And my guess and speculation is it involves somewhat of Roman Reigns. If you're unfamiliar, Roman Reigns is the company WWE wants him to be the big guy, the face of the company right now. And just the fans are not taking to it. But at this pay-per-view, or at WrestleMania, the main event was going to be Triple H versus Roman Reigns. Well, now at Roadblock, the main event is going to be Dean Ambrose, which is like Roman's the Shield brother from their tag team back in the day, versus Triple H for the title. So technically, Dean Ambrose can win the match against Triple H. I hope that happens, but I could see it just trying to be a cash grab. What do you think, Adrian?
Oh yeah, I'd love to see Dean Ambrose win. He's really over with the fans, and it's so funny. Every time Roman Reigns gets on in the backstage, you can just hear everybody booing him whenever he's on camera.
It's really funny. Also, Roman Reigns, why people are booing him is that I think that they pushed him too fast, too far, all the way up the title shot. And he doesn't have good mic skills. He's still doing his Shield gimmick, and his finishing moves are literally he jumps up in the air and punches you in the face, and then one where he runs into you. Oh, Real Vixen's tuning into Periscope right now. Too Fast, Too Furious. We like Gwen here in Dallas. She's a big Daniel Bryan fan. But I think that's why Roman Reigns is not liked right now. And it's funny because when Triple H, he's supposed to be the bad guy, people cheer for him and boo Roman Reigns. So I think this is, since Dean Ambrose is like the lunatic fringe, that's his nickname, he's the crazy one, I think that creative has seen this and they maybe want to push Dean Ambrose into maybe a title shot with Roman. And God, I hope Roman turns heel. That's what he needs. It's what he needs. And I hope WWE yeah. Creative does it. What do you think?
Yeah, Roman definitely needs a heel turn, I think, to kind of give him something new to do. Because what they're doing with him right now isn't working. The fans just aren't reacting well to it at all. So, yeah, heel turn and splitting up those two, the brotherhood, you need something like that. Because the whole storyline is just so overdone and kind of boring. I attended a recording of Raw when they were in Seattle.
Yeah.
And they were setting up that triple threat match. I wish that was more exciting, but just watching that all unfold has been pretty
boring. I've seen Roman Reigns live a few times, and I like Roman Reigns. I like what he does. I just don't think he's ready to be the main eventer guy for the company. Like, say what you will about John Cena. John Cena is great in almost every way, but his time is almost coming to an end. He's been around a long time, but this match, Triple H versus Ambrose, like, it's such a weird match to do because they've been billing WrestleManias for so long. The main event will be Triple H versus Ambrose, and Triple H hasn't had a match since. Oh man, it was a while ago. I mean, it was the last one, like Sting. What was that? Was that the last match? Or I guess you can say the Royal Rumble when he came out, the very last entrant. But I think that most people are going to go that Triple H is going to win. So what's the point? But there is a chance that Ambrose can win. And what Ambrose has got going for him, because he's like a little guy, he just doesn't quit. You can throw everything at him. You can throw chairs, ladders, tables at him, and he will still get up. And he likes it. He'll smile. He'll laugh at it. He wants it. So it'll be interesting to see what they need to do here with the main event at Roadblock is have Ambrose win, take the title from Triple H, and it'll be Ambrose versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and that is when or here Roman. Well, yeah. How would that work? I'm trying to think because if Roman turns heel here, they would have to change the main event because it would not be Triple H versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. It wouldn't make sense. So Roman just needs to turn heel at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe against Ambrose, and that would be awesome. And it would be Roman Reigns, the bad guy, for a long time. Then that would make his good guy turn even better down the road. But
That sounds really exciting. And there's speculation that they could do multi-person match. What is it called? Like triple threat or four-person match?
The fatal four-way or the triple threat, which would be awesome. Yeah. And I don't think anybody has like a Money in the Bank thing right now. So unlike last year's WrestleMania, you can't have like Seth Rollins run out the last second and take the title.
Oh yeah, so, that's right.
That could the fatal four way. That would be awesome. The other match that is just so weird right now is the big dude Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So I guess at Royal Rumble, Lesnar eliminated the Wyatt brothers. You know, Braun Strowman and what are the other ones? Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. And I guess after they were eliminated, they got back into the ring and eliminated Brock Lesnar from the Rumble. And so now it's like Bray versus Lesnar. But like they don't know what to do with Bray and his brothers. They just kind of – Bray, the Wyatt family, in each thing, they come out and they destroy somebody on Raw or SmackDown completely. They eat their souls or whatever. And then when a match counts, it is total – it's – They lose, and it just loses all credibility for the Wyatts. It angers me because they're all so awesome, and Bray is so cool. He does the exorcist thing when he crawls on his back. It's a cool feeling, but I don't know. What do you think? What do you think they're going with this?
Oh, man. I don't know. It seems like they don't really know what to do with the Wyatt family. Like you said, what was that last pay-per-view where they got beat by, like, Ryback and Big Show. What was with that? Like that was
was Ryback, Big Show, like, and somebody else. Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do with them. It is so weird to me that so at WrestleMania it's Lesnar versus Ambrose right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that could change. Well, if Ambrose wins at Roadblock, it could technically be Triple H, Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, and Roman Reigns in the four-way, like you said, which would be awesome.
That would be sweet. I'd be all for that.
That could change. That very well could be the deal. But, I mean, I don't see Bray doing anything here. Like, he will not win against Lesnar. It just won't happen. Unless the only way Bray wins here is that his three giant brothers come into the ring and help him. That's the only way it's going to happen.
That's like the most likely outcome, actually.
Absolutely. See, that was like what my thing was with Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania. I was like, well, Ambrose, I mean, there's no fight there. Lesnar's dominant. But they added the ladder match or the hardcore match stipulation to it. So at least Ambrose has a chance. So, I'm excited about that, but I do think I think Bray is going to be destroyed completely, and then the brothers will come out.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see it going any other way. But that match seems like who asked for that out of the fan base?
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out, why this pay-per-view's here, really. Because I guess it was supposed to be called, like, March to WrestleMania, you know, hence taking place in March and whatnot. But it seems just like a quick cash grab on a Saturday. I mean, it's more wrestling. I like that. I just don't get why it's happening. I feel like this could be, like a big Raw event, you know, to do something on Raw. But Lesnar versus Bray, I'm excited. Lesnar has been so good as of recently, selling every move. Like, if even as a little guy kind of gets him, he'll do it well. So I think it'll be a fun match because I like Bray and Lesnar, but we'll see. And I'm curious as to when they're going to bring Bo Dallas into the Wyatt family, because I do believe Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt are actual real brothers in real life.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So that would be funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that would be, because I think Bo Dallas is part of the social outcast right now. But that's happening. So so those are two matches for Roadblock tomorrow. The other one is a sort of big tag team event, the New Day, which I am very much in love with. The New Day. New Day rocks.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I love them too, man. It was funny when I was at Raw, I was chanting, New Day rocks. Everybody around me was giving me dirty looks. It was awesome.
Really? Oh, man, yeah. They're so good. I like to be a heel audience member for sure. Like, I like being a heel audience member, but I love New Day. They're like the best on the mic. They're so funny and... Yeah, I mean, I know their gimmick right now is to be bad guys, but it's so hard for them to be bad guys because they're so great. And they're great wrestlers. I want Big E to be a champion someday, like a WWE champion someday.
He'd be great, yeah. Their charisma is just, it's infectious, you know? It just wins over the crowd. And they're just so much fun to watch.
I agree.
They were one of the guys that got me really excited about wrestling again because... I forgot which pay-per-view I watched with my cousin, but I was like, whoa, these guys are great.
They're so good. They own the mic. They're really funny, and they're like so original each week with the trumpet, the unicorns, everything, their style. I went out and bought New Day socks off the WWE website.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that's hilarious.
They're so good. But they're facing the League of Nations, which League of Nations consists of Sheamus from Ireland. You've got Alberto Del Rio from Mexico. You've got Wade Barrett from England. And you have Rusev from Bulgaria. So their thing, it's not... The League of Nations is a cool idea, but it's just not working right now. Nobody's taking to it. Nobody's really enjoying it. And I don't know. What do you think? I'm not huge into it.
Yeah. I haven't really been too much into the League of Nations and trying to build it up, but I don't see any way that they can beat New Day just because they're so damn cool and fun to watch. And they've got to be well aware of how popular they are with all the fans. And if League of Nations wins, that's like, oh, okay. That'd be like a big, like, fizzle kind of thing.
Well, New Day held the tag team titles for over 200 days now. That's a long time. And, I mean, I hope they don't lose it to League of Nations because that would be so awful. Because, I mean, the League of Nations is not really a tag team. They're just a bunch of wrestlers they don't know what to do with. And like Wade Barrett is going to leave the WWE anyway when his contract's out. So it'd be dumb for them to give it to them, the League of Nations of tag team titles right now. Keep it with the New Day. And I mean, I love the Dudley Boys. I mean, I've been following the Dudley Boys since ECW and early WWF stuff. They're amazing. They recently kind of just turned heel, but I'd like to see them tag team champions again. And the Usos, they're fine, whatever, but I don't think they need to be tag team champions. And then you have the Lucha Dragons, which are amazing, Sin Cara and Kalisto. But New Day needs to keep it. I think New Day can have a really powerful run as their gimmick right now. They're so, so good.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping for the best there with the New Day. So far right now, Triple H versus Ambrose. My heart says Ambrose wins, but my head says Triple H wins. I'm sure there is a possibility that Roman Reigns can interfere and go for Ambrose or go for Triple H. I could see him coming out doing either, trying to be a better guy or turning heel. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I think we could see something similar to what happened when they fought Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
They just eliminated Brock Lesnar, and then all of a sudden, oh, we have to fight kind of thing. And we could see something like that with Triple H, you know? Like, that could be maybe part of Roman's heel turn as he comes in and messes up Triple H or distracts him or something. and opens the door for Dean Ambrose. And they've been building that storyline quite a bit for the fact that, what was it? Was it Roman that says, I don't need you kind of thing? So,
yeah. He's like that. I mean, I know Roman liked his Shield brothers, but he's out for himself and he wants to win and he'll do anything to do it. And then you got Lesnar versus Bray. Lesnar will win unless they disqualify and Bray has his brothers attack. There's that. And then New Day, I just don't see League of Nations winning, unfortunately, but New Day. And then, I don't know, do you follow NXT at all?
I've just started getting into it the last 3 or 4 weeks.
It's amazing. I think NXT's their best thing right now that they've got going. Well, they have a tag team match with NXT tomorrow. It's the Revival, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder versus Enzo and Cassidy. That should be a really fun match. I've been watching these guys for a while, and I'm excited. NXT is the way to go, and it's cool that there's going to be an NXT match, official NXT match during like a kind of a WWE pay-per-view type of thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's a great move. Kind of helps build the product. And yeah, I've been watching NXT and I'm like texting my cousin. I was like, dude, this is like so much better than WWE right now. Just the amount of skill and just way they work. Like, these guys are just so hungry. It's so cool to watch that. I've been loving that.
So, you know, if you've been watching WWE the past few weeks, a big person returned to WWE after like 8 years. And that guy's name is Shane McMahon, or Shane O'Mac. He is one of the legendary guys at WWE. He's Vince McMahon's son, and he's known for taking big falls, big hits, doing crazy stunts. He has not been in the wrestling business for a number of years. He came back. He wants control of Raw, and he's going to have a match in a Hell in a Cell with Undertaker at WrestleMania. So Shane is a very much a good guy right now. He's against his family. He's against Triple H and the Authority. Do you think that Shane McMahon will be at Roadblock tomorrow? And if so, will he interfere?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he'll interfere, but they're saying that there's going to be some surprises. And I can definitely see him building a case for taking over for Raw, and he's out to dissolve the Authority, which I think is awesome. Like,
that would be so good. That's
really exciting.
I do think that Shane could definitely change the business. I hope they keep him around because they so need it, and not just like a ploy to get people at WrestleMania or numbers up. I hope he stays. But if they're talking about surprises, I mean, I know Mick Foley starts his storyline for WrestleMania on Monday. He could show up on Saturday. Also, I've heard stuff about Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio coming back. So we don't know. And there's four matches that I've seen booked so far. I don't know if there'll be any more, but if it's just four matches, I mean, that's kind of maybe less than 2 hours, an hour and a half. So I would imagine it would be almost 2 hours or more. So there's got to be more matches tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a very thin lineup, so yeah, they've got to do something to fill the time. So yeah, I could see them using Shane as a big part of building his story, his case. And, I'm so excited that he's back. Like, that night he came back, that was just insane.
I lost my mind on Twitter. I don't know if you followed me on there, but I was going crazy. Yeah. And my favorite wrestler is basically, I think, Shane McMahon and Kurt Angle. They're my favorite. So if they both come back, I don't know what I'll do, but I will be super happy. This match card, I think it looks solid, you know, from a paper, like on paper. But I hope that it's just kind of, this is like the big thing before WrestleMania, minus kind of the upcoming Raws. Because there's titles on the line. There's the tag team titles on the line, the main titles on the line. So I don't know what they'll do. It would be crazy to me if Triple H lost that world championship to Ambrose.
Yeah.
But it also, I mean, oh man, what if Ambrose was losing or Ambrose was winning against Triple H at the match tomorrow? Ambrose is like doing his thing. Triple H is down for the count. Roman Reigns comes in and like totally turns on Ambrose. Triple H wins. And then like I guess that following Monday Night Raw, they will have to do a fatal four-way. It will have to be Brock, Ambrose, Triple H, and Reigns. That's the only way I see that happening.
Yeah, totally. That would be a really fun.
God, that would be so amazing. That would be killer, man. Because Ambrose would have the title. Even better, they could do a ladder match, hang that title above, you know, high up above the ring, and whoever gets that, you know, that would be so awesome. And Reigns could win it because maybe Triple H would help him win it, and then he's the bad guy, sides with the authority. Oh my god, that'd be so
cool. Oh yeah, that's really cool. I like that idea too.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got to knock it out of the park tomorrow because I think what they're doing is they're trying to tighten up loose ends kind of thing going into WrestleMania because, you know, their roster is so beat up right now. They've got to rely on guys that aren't used to being the center of attention like Roman Reigns.
That's one of the big things. That's why a lot of people are upset about this WrestleMania. You have Seth Rollins out on an injury. You have John Cena out on an injury. Randy Orton's not in it either. Those are three. CM Punk left. Daniel Bryan is out for good. I mean, these are like major players here, and they need all the help they can get, I think, with having all those guys gone. So, I mean, I hope for a Mick Foley match. I hope for a Kurt Angle, Rey Mysterio return. I mean, I'm glad they bought Sami Zayn in with Chris Jericho, that whole thing. But that's – hopefully there'll be more matches tomorrow than these four. I'd like to see a women's match tomorrow. You know, Charlotte, Paige, and any of them. Nothing's been announced yet, so we will see. And I definitely – are you going to be watching it? Are you going to live tweet it or
– Oh, yeah. I'll be watching, yeah. Right, live cool. Tweeting, yeah.
All right, good. I will I plan to. If not, I will be a little late to the party. But, best case scenario tomorrow, Triple H wins with Roman Reigns' help.
Yeah.
Lesnar wins, guys, because we just needs to happen. New Day will retain their titles. And, you know, Enzo or Revival, either way, I'm good with those guys because they're both awesome. So I'm good with that. But we will definitely – we plan on doing another podcast, special edition of this podcast, after a Roadblock and before WrestleMania to talk about all the new stuff. I'd like to do one, a podcast every week after Raw so we can all get up caught. I'll let the listeners, if y'all want to hear us do that, that would be awesome. And you have any final thoughts, Adrian?
No, man. I'm enjoying it, having so much fun, and looking forward to just continuing to be a fan. And thanks for the invite. Appreciate it. I listen to you guys all the time, so it's gained a lot of knowledge from you guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can follow Tom Nix, Mike Pertle, Adrian Charlie, and myself, Brian Kluger, all on Twitter or Facebook. We're all over the place there, and we do a podcast called the Multimedia Men Podcast, and it is on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So subscribe, like us, review us, tell us what you think. And we'll be back hopefully next week with the results from Roadblock and Raw so we can see where all of this is going for WrestleMania 32. So thanks, Adrian. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, man, anytime.
All right, and subscribe to us and follow us. We love you all.